An Enigmatic Witch. Witchkin Chronicles, Book 5. Written by E.M. Graham. Narrated by Madison, an AI voice. 1. After Tom Nahorich and my non-sanctioned journey to the Ice Kingdom, my kin-issued credit card was revoked. Technical difficulties, they said, and I believed them. But then the kin sent me home for rest and relaxation after that intense spring. And that's when I knew in that place deep inside my gut there was something more to this story. Turns out I was right. You want to go back and reconnect with your mother, don't you? Q asked, reasonably enough. He sat on the low stone wall next to me, looking off into the distance over the darkening horizon. Yeah, I do, I admitted. Despite my words, my voice was slow with reluctance. And Alice? His eyes slid down to me. Of course. And Aunt Edna and Bryn, but... I stared across the valley of Edinburgh, my back to the setting sun, and I thought about leaving this city. The old town was wreathed in wisps of mist rising from deep alleys, caught golden by the angle of the light. This place was magical, and it was the place I had really come into my power, and for that I would always remember Edinburgh fondly. But this wasn't the reason I was reluctant to return back to Canada. And it wasn't that I didn't want to see my loved ones. It was just, "You're going to China." This ripped out of my mouth before I could stop it. Then I figured, why bother holding back? I thought we would be working as partners, but you're going off traveling to do all kinds of exciting stuff while I am having a period of enforced relaxation. It's not fair. After all you've been through, Hugh began. I'm fine, I already told you, I cut in as I jumped off the stone wall and turned to him. I've had plenty of time to recover from Tom Nahorich and the whole Ice Kingdom thing, haven't I just spent the last 2 months in Nocton's classroom? I don't want to sit still anymore. I want to be using my power, pushing myself, learning the practicalities of it all. Yes, I'd spent all those dreary hours with the venerable Noctan in his ivory tower as he drilled me with theory, and he droned on about historical precedents and stuffed my head with all this useless information till it felt like bursting. I want to be doing. I ended as I crossed my arms and stared at Hugh. He calmly gazed back at me, the wind ruffling the waves of his hair, his green eyes level with mine. Then he crossed his own arms to mirror me. His white t-shirt glowed against the tan already beginning on those muscled arms. I didn't allow myself to be distracted by his finely defined wrists and strong fingers, which were absolutely beautiful, by the way. Before meeting Hugh, I'd never realized how sexy a man's hands could be. I wrenched my eyes back to his. "You're pouting," he remarked with the slightest hint of teasing in his voice. "It's not funny." I could feel a full-on scowl spreading over my face. "Why can't I go to China with you?" He sighed, then held out his arms and pulled me inside his hug, his bare arms warm through the thin cotton of my blouse. "You will," he murmured into my hair. "This is just the preliminary talks. It's dead boring, I promise you. There's no action happening there, just blah 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 between the political sides. You won't be missing any action. Just go on home and relax." I leaned my head against his chest. "You'll come over after the end of the summer," he whispered. "And China is much lovelier in the autumn, when the August heat is finished. We'll take a week for sightseeing or two, as the place is huge and there's so much to see. We'll hike the Great Wall, tour the Emperor's Palace." He took a deep breath. "And also, it's very important for you to go home and spend time with